love.
Love Line is meant for an adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline. With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Tomorrow we have Jared Leto in here. And next night, I shouldn't say tomorrow. I should say Wednesday night we have Jared Leto in here. And I call him Jared. Jared Leto. Yeah.
The great
then
Bob Saget.
The great Bob Saget in here from the Aristocrats.
You know, I was introducing Nicole Sullivan as the great Nicole Sullivan. She goes, you know, it sounds like you're introducing a magician on a vaudevillian stage. And next, the great Bob Saget.
Yeah. Well, that was a pretty quick reference for a chick. See?
Excuse my language.
Yeah. All right. So Bob in here on Thursday, Jared in here on Wednesday. And tonight, just the two humble hosts. So, Drew, what's up, baby doll?
Oh, not much. What's wrong with you?
Ready to rock?
Got your life sort of in a stride now?
Nah.
In order?
Nah, it's chaotic. It's chaotic. But
Drew,
it's fine.
Are you talking into a mug, Drew?
No.
Drew was talking into a mug.
How dare
you? To be fair to Drew, he normally doesn't talk for the first 20 minutes of the show, so I sort of caught him off guard when I asked him a question.
Right, that's right.
Yeah. He's not going to let this radio show interrupt his career of drinking coffee.
Of course not.
I like it when every once in a while I try to take a sip off something and Drew just watches me and we have a little dead air.
Nice.
Yeah, it makes me feel great. It's awesome. It's like I can never pick up a cup. Steve?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's your question?
It's about condoms and penis piercings.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mine is pierced 10 times so far. It's actually going to get pierced about a lot more.
Why?
Sure.
Why?
It's partly, I mean, I love piercings. I love getting them. I mean, I don't find anything sexual about getting a, you know, needle shoved through my penis, but...
No, thank you. I don't either.
But it's just part of who I am. I mean, I like piercings. I like tattoos. I got a lot of bulk.
Gary is just Gary, Adam.
Yeah, thank you.
Gary is just Gary.
Drew must have watched a show tonight.
That's right.
Part of who you are. Well, I don't know what that means. It just means you're effed up.
It means nothing.
Yeah. I believe everything happens for a reason. It's part of who I am.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything. And how can you have 10 piercings in
your
penis?
Where do they go?
Where do they go?
Little BBs under the skin or something?
I have 6 lorums, which
What's
is, if you guys know what a Jacob's ladder is, it's those, except I have 6 of them.
Jacob's ladder, I only know of as a thing in this mad scientist lab. It goes
It was also a movie from the...
I have 2 didos, which is barbells straight through my head.
Beautiful. Ooh, nice. Ooh. How does that penis function, then? How does it get into a vagina without ripping things?
Or an ass.
Practice. Mm-hmm. Practice.
Practice.
Honestly, I've never tried anal sex, so I wouldn't know about that yet.
Yeah, great for whoever you're not trying it on. Could you imagine that thing going in there? A cat of 9 tails. It's like a mace going up your ass.
Yeah, it's like you know, remember in the medieval times they had those, what was that, a mace?
Yes.
That is?
Well, here's the whole thing. Mace had a chain on it. There's also a mace that just had a stick and a ball on it
with
stars.
That's it.
Spikes sticking. That's a mace, baby. Yeah, that was combat. No car bombs back then.
Jeez.
No flak jackets, no C4, just all clubs.
Just all maces and
just clubs.
Spears.
And no medicine. It's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. Steve?
Yeah. The other 2 I have a Prince Albert.
All right.
And,
enough.
An old-fashioned boy.
Yeah, so I'm uncomfortable enough. So what's the question?
Is there a special type of condom that I can use?
Please, you haven't asked this the 9.5 other times you're getting your dork pierced?
No.
Really?
Never brought this up. This never came up?
No. I'm not a virgin. I had sex without the piercings.
Forget your partner. We mean at the piercing shops. You didn't ask them how to manage the pierces All the piercings. Somebody didn't say to you, hey, Steve, next time you decide to have sex, you need this kind of condom.
Yeah, they got a condom. It's called a galosh.
Yes.
You just slide it right in, use this bungee cord to hold it on.
That's excellent.
Listen, I'd rather get nailed with a boot than this guy's mace.
Yeah, but they do have special condoms you can get at the piercing shops, all right?
All right, so I can just go into, like, any piercing shop and get one of those?
Yeah, it sounds bogus.
It sounds bogus now because...
There's no question.
When this guy would be a penis expert, piercing condom expert.
Right.
And he's 18. He's too young to have all this stuff. Bogus, Steve.
I paid for one of them. My pierce is doing a project on me. So I'm getting pretty much... She's doing a bunch more, and then I'm only keeping the ones that I have right now.
Whatever.
Well, keep in mind, there's nothing you can say to talk me out of thinking you have a mental disability, Andrew, that there's something definitely and profoundly wrong with you, and no matter what society says about being a free spirit or expressing yourself, there's something deeply wrong with you.
Well, that means usually
it's physical abuse.
Whatever it is, it should be looked into. Here's the thing, everybody. If you have a compulsion to put a hole in your penis, or have a compulsion to put a hole in someone else's head, or a compulsion to put your dork in a 220 outlet, or a compulsion to kill a hooker, don't look at it as expressing yourself. Look at it as something wrong. Mm-hmm. Stop yourself and talk to a therapist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's not if you want to do it, it must be right for you.
You're uncool, man. You just don't know about free spirit expression.
Just knock it off, you idiots.
Adam, throughout history... The first form of art was the human body. Skin art.
Yes.
Tattooing and piercing. Yes. It's been around since the dawn of time.
No.
That's because man has beat the crap out of his kids since the dawn of time.
Right.
And that causes the man to want to do things to his own body.
Yes, everybody. Please, first off, the thing we have to do in society is get back to judging. We can't judge anymore, so therefore the nut jobs are left unchecked and they just spin out.
Well,
they need us to judge.
Our legal system has been put in place to protect against.
Right. We need to judge for their sake.
Yes, absolutely.
You screwed up people need us to judge.
No, I have patients that need limits, need help with that, and they get miserable because there's no one there to put a limit on their behavior.
Yes, you are doing the person a grave disservice by not judging them as a society.
By putting it as just an expression of Gary's Gary.
Do your own thing. Yeah, Gary's Gary. Yeah. All right, buddy. Let's keep a rocking. Renee, you're 24.
All right.
Let's talk to Sammo.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're 27. Hey, didn't we talk to him last night?
I was on briefly, but you guys kind of dissed me before I actually got to the question.
Yeah, I remember hating Sammo, but go ahead.
Well, hold on a second, Sammo. One second. The fact that he's from Studio City reminds me. I saw a story tonight online about some sort of giant Amazon alligator-like creature in Harbor City Lake in a park.
Yeah.
You hear about this?
Yes, I did.
It's out by Long Beach.
Yeah. There's a... There's a gator.
It's not even a gator. It's like a Komodo dragon or something.
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is in a second. It's not a cicada, like but
Kalen
it's
or something?
Caden? I'll think of it in a second. It's related to an alligator. It's not a cicada. That's the grasshopper, but it sounds like that. And it's basically an alligator that's skinnier snout and a little longer.
Mm.
It's not as old as an alligator. It's only 2 gazillion years old.
Okay.
It's not 2 kabillion gazillion years old. It's a caiman.
And it's a freshwater thing.
It's a caiman.
Caiman, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, still 6 foot long, still snap your wrist off.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Go ahead, Sammo.
Yeah, so I kind of have a two-part question.
All right.
I guess the first part would be the fact that I find myself attracted to teenage girls.
Right.
And I've always been curious about the sort of causality is about that kind of condition. What is it that normally causes people to have that particular fetish?
Well, when you say teenage girls...
What are you talking about? How old?
I would say like 16, maybe a little younger than that, but that's probably...
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, 16-year-olds can look 25.
Well,
like somebody that looks like a young person.
True.
Did something happen to you when you were 12, 14?
Well, that's the second part of my question. I do have... sort of vague memories from being really, really young, like maybe 4 years old, and kind of making out with my little sister, who was 2 years younger than me. and sort of like playing quote unquote games where we kind of like kiss and stuff like that. And I want to know if that qualifies as abuse.
Not really.
Well, it's not really.
It's a weird boundary violation.
If somebody put you up to it or what the environment was. You sound a little nerdy, Sammo.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's a judgment call.
You do something with computers?
No, I'm a musician. Slash
play
composer.
Play the oboe?
No.
What do you play?
I play guitar, piano, drums.
Oh, so you went to a good school, family?
Yeah.
Has money, kind of thing?
Yeah, you know, middle class family, went to Cal Arts.
All right. So. And do you have a girlfriend now?
No, I'm just kind of dating.
Well, here's the whole thing about a lot of these fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a guy alive that doesn't like a hot 16-year-old. That's the bottom
right.
line.
Right. And I don't
do anything about it, but you appreciate it. And theoretically, it's nice to have a 16-year-old that looks like she's 19, not a 16-year-old that looks like she's 11.
Right. And I get the feeling that he's heading down the food chain.
Yeah.
The chronological chain, anyway.
Yeah.
This is his entry-level entree.
He also sounds harmless, and he also sounds like a guy who might just have a strong fantasy component.
Okay.
Which is interesting, which is, I think a lot of guys, there's some guys who are just meat and potato guys. Like, well, let's talk about this for a second, Drew. They're men like yourselves. They're passionate men. But here's the thing. Some guys are content to just sort of have a little bit of a fantasy life, and they can go off on that fantasy life, and they can make it a year without any physical contact from anybody.
Yes, just because of the fantasy, yes.
And they're usually guys who are just sort of up in their head a little bit more, and they're usually sometimes smarter guys, and then they're the guys that just have the old reptilian brain, and they need contact. And they'll go out and get a hooker. They don't care. They don't care what the chick looks like. Be nice if she was hot. But, hey, it's Friday night. I need a release.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Right.
The guys that are...
By the way, is not me.
Okay. Thursday night. Pardon me. The guys like Sammo are sort of up in their head a little bit more. And they have this rich fantasy life. And they go wild without women. And nothing ever really materializes.
Right.
They're not aggressive.
They don't act on it.
They don't close.
The other thing, though, with testosterone.
You know, guys, I have to interrupt there because I think it might change your opinion to know that I actually had a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old girl.
When you were how old?
14.
Like earlier this year.
You're a criminal.
So I think you kind of missed the bullseye a little bit on that one.
So you're a criminal.
Mm. Well, technically, yes.
What do you mean technically?
Well, that's how it goes.
Well,
maybe
there's
not in
morally
the eyes of God.
There's morally criminal, and then there's legally criminal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And then sometimes there's both.
There's
actually
morally reprehensible, and there's legal, and there's criminal.
Yeah.
Criminal is a criminal. You violated a very serious law.
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend myself. You know, I'm here to understand why I'm doing this.
Samuel, that's just the fact.
All right.
That's the fact. So here's the problem is that you have to get a handle on this before you harm other people or harm yourself.
Right.
And there's a treatment center for this in Torrance.
Okay.
Called Del Amo Treatment Center that specifically goes at this. Now, I'm concerned that connection with your sister may have been so arousing and so deep that it became a template for the kinds of relationship you started looking for in your adult life.
Well, that's what I'm trying to understand.
All right, but what about the theory that one out of every 150 guys is just going to be into teenagers?
Yeah, but he coincidentally had the making out session with when he was six with his little sister.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But here's the deal, Samuel.
Sort of weird stuff.
Getting over this is not an intellectual process.
Right.
It's not about understanding.
Okay.
It's not about insight. It's about having emotional experiences with other people that sort of rewires the way you regulate feelings and experience yourself with other people. And I know that there's something that doesn't make sense, but it's a much deeper experience that needs to be had to get through this.
What happened with the 16-year-old? How long did you guys go out?
I would say the whole thing lasted maybe 3 months, and we only saw each other like once every couple, 3 weeks or something like that.
Why so little?
You saw her only six times total?
I'd say maybe around 10 times total. A little less than that.
And you slept with her every time?
I'm sorry?
You slept with her every time?
Pretty much every time, yeah.
Wow. All right, so we can say that she's also in trouble, too.
Who broke up with who?
It was kind of mutual. I mean, the whole thing was always surprisingly casual to me.
she's a 16-year-old. She's a trauma survivor. That's why she's just acting out sexually.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, well, I know a little bit of her story, too, and I can...
Yeah, I'm sure.
...surmise why she has her own...
Right. Okay, listen. So you're
Stop
up in your
head. Stop with the surmising, Sam.
All right.
That's
well,
not
look.
How you deal with this.
Listen. Now, here's the thing. Not only are you going to be a nuisance to others, but yourself, too. You're going to get into trouble. Here's the thing. You're going to go out with people or attempt to go out with people or have sex with people that were victimized in the past.
Right.
And those people are going to break up or you're going to break up. And then 3 weeks later, they're going to decide you raped them.
Yes.
And then the phone's going to ring and the sheriffs are going to show up at the house.
Absolutely.
And because their uncle raped them repeatedly when they were nine.
That's right.
They look at every sexual encounter as rape and you'll be the latest
and
on their
guess
hit
what?
List.
Basically, that is what Sam was doing.
Well,
in a way, that's right.
The problem is even if she came on to you, and even if she has a C cup, it
right.
doesn't matter
you're
in
still,
the eyes of the law.
Right.
And
you're doing the raping.
And you can get, I think people think, the guys with the statutory rape, they think, well, she was willing, a willing partner, accomplice, got nothing to do with that.
They cannot render consent. They're incapable of consenting.
Right, because they're women.
Well, they're under 18.
Is that what you're saying? Oh, under 18.
In the eyes
they
of the law,
much
they don't render consent.
But the eyes of God, they never should be able to render consent. All right. Get yourself some help, Sam. He gave me a creepy, eerie, sort of calculated feeling.
Remind me a little bit of that guy, James, who had the Akita Kali mix.
Yes.
Doesn't he remind you of that?
Yes. There's a cadence and a tone that all these guys have, which is they're intelligent. But they sort of...
Do you want to ask if Eris does weird stuff with animals?
No, he doesn't.
Sammo?
Hey, what's up?
A little too bright and cheerful for that
That's
group.
That's right.
I'm also really stoned right now. I don't know if that has, any impact.
Do you ever do anything weird with animals?
No, I just...
Eris, I think I don't know if he's bogus or not. Tina?
Yes?
You're 26?
Oh, yeah, hi.
Drew, can we please stop talking to men on this show?
Yes.
Tina?
Yes, hello.
Hello,
what's happening?
26. I have a problem. I no longer want to have sex with my husband, and I don't know if it's chemical or physical or what, but I never, ever want to sleep with him.
When did this start?
It's been a while now.
Mm.
I have
How
four
long?
Children.
More children.
Oh. I do. Four children. It's been a few years. It's been a few years. Probably, I'd say it's been a while. My oldest son's 8, and it kind of happened after that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So, your oldest son? So, it happened after the first child.
Yes.
Could it have anything to do with the pregnancy? You just have no libido, or do you?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, and I feel horrible.
Hold on. You have to examine this. Are you having desire for other men?
Not any. I mean, come on. I mean, like people who are unattainable, rock stars, things like that. I mean, people that you never, could ever possibly encounter.
Tina, that's not what I'm asking. I'm just asking, do you have sexual feelings?
Well, about mythical characters like Zeus and Hercules.
Bambi.
Bambi.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Tina, here's what's going on. You've been married for 10 years?
Almost. I've been not married for 10 years. I've been with my husband for almost 10 years.
Since you were 16?
Since I was 16, yes.
Oh, boy.
Here's the thing. Even if you don't want to be with somebody else, your mind convinces you that maybe you should try somebody else because you've never been with other people. And even if you have, I don't count 14 and a half. I mean, you've never been an adult in a relationship. And here's the thing.
But women, that's the way a guy would think, though.
No, guys have that in spades.
Yeah.
Women have that.
A little bit of that.
They have that in clubs and diamonds,
But don't you think that more it could be to do with how the relationship is going, how she feels about him?
I love
him very much. I'm very much in love with my husband. I have no sexual drive. I mean, just none.
Okay, ever. so here's the order that we work in. One is everything cool with him? Is he paying attention to your needs? Is he
He's great. He would.
All right, fine. Stop.
Check that off the list.
Yeah. Next.
Number two. You've had four kids, and that can really screw you up. And you haven't not. You've been pregnant every other month
Have you talked to your gynecologist about this? And then finally, as a corollary to all that, are you on medication? Do you take birth control of some type?
No. Nothing. My babies are 1, 2, and 3. I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
First of all, one, it's typical to be completely shut down for up to a year after pregnancy. It's God's way of trying to prevent, you know, another child from coming on the heels of the first one.
It didn't work.
You've been pregnant each year for the last 3 years. So basically for 3 or 4 years, you would naturally biologically be shut down.
Right.
Yeah. All right. The other part is, and this is the
no
part,
medication.
This is not the part.
Not at all. Huh?
Now, the part should that seems to be control. Ringing true is the part where you've been with a guy for 10 years and are just wondering what it might be like to be with another guy.
That's the whole thing, is I really don't wonder what it's like to be with
you.
Anybody
don't.
Else.
All right. Well, then you better first stop crapping out kids, for the love of Christ.
Why are you not on birth control?
He's fixed. He's fixed.
Right. You're on no medication of any type, no over-the-counter medicine, nothing.
All right, now you need to go to your gynecologist and see about getting on something to kickstart yourself.
Right.
Maybe
some
a little testosterone.
Testosterone, birth control pill, that will help tremendously. You got to look into this, Tina.
Okay.
Women do not pay enough attention. Women do not pay enough attention to their biological circumstances. They have menopause, and they think, oh, I guess I'm done. No, there are ways to sort of get things kickstarted. Estrogen makes you feel receptive. Testosterone gives you drive. And if these things have been shut down by pregnancy, you're going to feel like sex is sort of meaningless. It doesn't make sense to
you
even.
Are you, you give him a little oral sex, or what do you give him?
I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't, not all the time, but sure.
All right. But not so much.
I feel bad for him.
She does love him, man. She does.
Okay. All right. And look, here's the thing about guys. We don't care about you throwing us a pity bone every once in a while, or letting us throw you a pity bone. And we'll take it. There's none of that, like, well, look, if you're not into it, then I'm not it.
When you throw the bone to your dog, does he go, oh, excuse me, Mr. Kroll, I asked for this 3 hours ago.
Let me give you a better example. When you're eating and something falls off the table, your dog doesn't go, whoa, hold on. I'm not your vacuum cleaner, buddy. You dropped that. You didn't give it to me. You didn't want to give it to me. Right. That wasn't meant for me. That meatball rolled off the table. So thanks, but no thanks. No, the dog pounces.
That's a guy.
This is how guys are sexually.
That's absolutely.
We don't care if you want to have sex, you don't want to have sex, you're unconscious. This is where why roofies were invented, by the way, because if we're guys, don't care. What? Oh, you want to have sex? Here's $100. I mean, just look at prostitution.
Right.
There's no way you're having sex with me. Here's $500. You know, I mean, just think about that concept. It's not that
that's
isn't even
started.
The meatball that rolled off the table. That's
right.
Like,
that's begging.
I'm 50. I'm fat. I'm hairy. I want to get laid. Huh? You're 19. You don't want to bang me, but you do want to make a payment on your Jeep Wrangler.
Here we go.
Here we go. Game on. Do I feel bad about it? Well, it would have been nicer if it was 350. But here's $500.
Yeah.
Nothing. That's all you need to know about guys. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's right. All right. That's why we fight the wars and build the dams, by the way. We don't like to sit around and think about why we do stuff or whose feelings may get hurt if we declare war. What could possibly happen? Let's go. Let's do it.
Break it down.
Yeah. And I know the man would love you to believe that we build the dams because we wouldn't let you ladies build the dams.
Huh.
I'm sure you're great dam builders. That's why you've never built one. Through the course of history, not one chick's ever built one goddamn dam, but that's just a man holding them down.
Well, that's Imagineers now, though. Come on.
No. Not with any dams. No. Occasional lesbian rolls out, you know, but that's just from Caltech looking at seismographs and stuff. You ever see those chicks?
I went to the building where Richter invented his whole scale. It's in my neighborhood.
Ooh.
It was bizarre.
Oh, who cares, Drew? What year was that?
Must have been the 20s.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. When we come back, Jen?
Yep.
Been dating 30-year-old guy for past 6 months. He's not into sex. We'll discover why after this. Yes. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191er. Jared Leto in here on Wednesday. Bob Saget in here on Thursday. And it's back to the phones we go.
Excuse my language.
Speak to Jen, who's 20. Jen?
Hi.
What's up, baby doll?
How are you today?
Good.
Good. Okay, so here's my question. I'm 20. My boyfriend's 30. We've been together for about the last 6 months, and we do live together. We've lived together for about the last three.
And I'm really, really sexual. I like to have sex a lot.
She's a sensual girl.
Sometimes he just doesn't, or he can't, and I don't know why. And well, I'm wondering if there's something wrong with me, or if he's there's something wrong with him. Or
what are you asking him to do?
Just nothing crazy.
No, I don't mean exactly what act. I mean how often?
How often?
Like probably like once a day.
Mm. Well, some guys that can be tough.
Yeah.
What's he good for? What does he want to do?
See, with him, it's very unpredictable. I never know. He'll just be, like, sometimes he'll come at me, like, 3 or 4 times a day, and then sometimes it won't be for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Here's the thing about guys.
They freak out.
Well, here's what ends up happening with a lot of stuff. Almost all things in life. You decide you don't want to do something for no great reason. Just you decide you don't want to. Then somebody starts coming at you and wanting you to do it. And the next thing you know, you're running from something that you would have normally not even run from.
Or might want to do.
Or even might want to do. It's just when somebody comes at you and tries to change your mind, you start dragging your feet.
Yeah.
And it becomes this weird dance that you do. So, I don't know, you know, him wanting to go 3-4 times a day and then not wanting to go at all for 2 weeks is a pretty crazy cadence.
It's a little weird. I don't know what that would be. Have you talked to him about this?
Yeah, I asked him, and, like, the only thing he can say is that he thinks that there could maybe be something wrong with him, like, that he might need to go to a doctor and get checked out.
Was he on medication?
No.
I don't know if there's anything wrong with him. Why don't you guys try to hit a more reasonable pace that he'd like to be able to keep up with, like twice a week, 3 times a week, something like that?
When a guy says there might be something wrong with me, it makes me suspicious
too. Yeah. It's like, why would he say that?
Why would he just volunteer that? Yeah. And what does he know? And what do 30-year-old guys know about something being wrong with them? And if there is something wrong with him, why isn't he at the doctor?
And it sounds like he's covering for something.
Yeah. What's this guy do for a living, Jen?
He's a bartender.
That's where you met him, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where he's meeting the other girls that he's trying to keep up with.
What's he want to do? Because guys that are 30 and bartending want to be musicians or writers or something.
He wants to actually own a bar.
He wants to own a
it's
bar.
A novel.
You can either own one or just never leave the one he's at. It's really the same as owning. It's like
pretty much.
Your apartment turns into a condo if you die in it.
Yeah.
Think about it. Sure. Because all you do is you make your payment.
That's that.
And you die. Hey, is this guy... Well, you guys live together.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't totally trust bartenders, and I knew he picked you up that way because that's what you do when you're a bartender. By the way, you're underage. I don't know what you're doing at the bar.
By the way.
Yeah.
I met him through a friend of mine. We have a mutual friend, and that's
at the bar.
Yeah, here's a friend. The friend said, "Sherry, get me a scotch."
Yeah, who isn't he cute? Yeah. You should talk to him.
Yeah,
is he doing pot or alcohol?
He drinks a lot, but like.
All right. Well, this could be that. Maybe when he's not drinking so much, he can be performed better sexually.
Yeah, and he used to smoke pot. But he doesn't anymore.
All right, but the,
I
looking
think you
at the alcohol.
Talk to him,
and maybe that's what he's talking about, something being wrong. Maybe he's even doing more than alcohol. You don't know it.
Yeah, and he keeps weird hours, right?
Well, not too weird. I mean, he's usually home by, like, 5.
5 in the morning?
But I'm usually with him.
With 5 p.m. or 5 a.m.?
5 a.m. But yeah, I'm usually with him.
That's not weird hours. No, Adam.
I stand corrected.
What's the matter with you?
Well, I remember my dad used to come home by 4:35 every morning.
Who doesn't? It's normal hours.
Yeah, it's honey, I'm home. And we'd all sit down for dinner about 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we'd all go to bed about 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then we'd get up about 3 in the afternoon. Then we'd eat breakfast 3:30, 4 in the afternoon, have some nice scrambled eggs and hash. And then lunch, midnight.
Yeah.
No, he's not keeping weird hours. He comes home about 5 a.m. And last call's at 1:30.
But she's with him. What's she doing?
What's going on at 5? I just want to party with these people. I'm jealous. Jen, what are you doing?
What, like for work?
Yeah.
I waitress.
At the same bar?
No.
Why are you there at 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning?
By the way, everyone that gives us the multiple machine gun no, we'll take the first one.
Yeah, yeah. No.
It's like...
No, not at all.
How many bullets would it did it take to kill Lincoln? Just the first one.
No.
That's just no. It's good. No. Just, you work the same bar? No.
Not at all.
Yeah, so you're done cocktailing about 2 a.m.?
No, I get off work usually by, like, 11, and then I'll go and I'll hang out with him, like, at the bar, because my friends go there, too. Mm-hmm. And then I usually help him close up, and then we usually will hang out there.
Somebody ask what bar, just for the amusement.
You'll hang out there for a while and have a few drinks?
Yeah.
And never multiple yes. Never yeah. Yeah. It's just no. No.
We could get the DEI. Who would be investigating this?
ATF
people.
Okay, so this is a weird schedule you guys are on, and everyone's drinking a lot. He's coming home drunk every night about 4:35 a.m. and then sleeping till 2 in the afternoon. And
could be other drugs involved here. Let me
say this as well. Man, see, everyone thinks man was just meant to sleep 8 hours,
yeah,
and that was it. And it didn't matter if that 8 hours was from noon to 8 p.m., or it didn't matter if that 8 hours was from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m.,
right.
Just 8 hours. Contraire, mon frère. The deal is you're pretty much are supposed to be going to bed about 10 and getting up about 6 in terms of how nature and God mm-hmm. and the harvest God has it worked out, human beings.
Yep.
And no matter what you do, and no matter what your schedule is, no matter how you work it out, you're just not supposed to have your feet hanging out in the daylight while you're sleeping for 8 hours a day. And once in a while, you try it, and it's always effed up.
Those of you who say, oh, how about people sleeping around the world? Yes, they're sleeping on the other side of the world in the cyclical daily elements that are appropriate to that phase
yes,
of the day.
It doesn't
your
work.
Body reacts to the light. It reacts to the dark.
They have...
All those things are in your biological rhythms and your body responds.
There's evidence to suggest that even your body parts sort of being out in the light mm-hmm. underneath the cover
sure.
can react
sure.
to the light. So going to bed at 5 or 6 in the morning every day and then sleep until 2 in the afternoon and going to bed drunk and then pulling all night or the next night... this guy's scrotum is going to be all over the calendar this way. He yeah. might not be able to find his equilibrium.
Right.
If he was a girl, he would stop menstruating.
And you don't even, or she would. You don't even need that above and beyond the alcohol, but yeah, he would.
Right.
But I was just thinking, you know, your lovey shade.
Yeah,
you should invent
big
one,
padded
a
eye
huge
shade.
One that goes over the entire body.
Yeah, it's called a casket. I'm working on it.
All right, good.
All right. So talk to him. But
yeah, this is not a good relationship.
Unhealthy
this
lifestyle.
This is a not good situation.
Bad schedule.
She's underage, drinking heavily. He's drinking with her.
They're at the bar.
Yeah. That's a bad thing.
Amanda?
Yeah?
17?
Yep.
You ready to play a little Germany or Florida?
Yep.
All right, baby, shoot.
A builder admitted stealing hundreds of pairs of ladies' underwear because he likes them to wear them for work. Police arrested the 23-year-old for stealing panties from neighbor's clothing line after he was trapped by one of his victims. A 53-year-old woman and had her husband install a motion sensor under the wash line to catch the thief. After he was arrested, the man reportedly told the police, "I like wearing women's panties to work, but was too embarrassed to buy any for myself, which is why I took my neighbor's." Germany or Florida.
And to work as a builder, is that what she described his work as?
Carpenter, yeah. Builder, yeah.
Well, can you describe for me, Adam, what exactly that guy would be doing? Hauling drywall?
Well, that guy, yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably a roofer. Here's the thing. First off, it's the height of technology meeting low tech, the clothesline with the motion detector camera
yes.
under it. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, nice.
Think about that.
Yes.
The other, that is old school meets new school.
Now, would that be Germany?
Well, the clothesline thing feels German to me because I just haven't seen a clothesline in a long time.
That feels Florida to me.
Well, I know the weather seems more like it, but it's just...
Not a clothesline. I've never seen a bunch of clotheslines down there.
It seems so antiquated, the clothesline.
They have those ones on the little sort of merry-go-round.
Yeah. No, we had one of those. It's like an antenna.
Yes.
Except where you hang stuff off
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, the Corollas were smart and Mom did not get the first dryer in the Corolla house until well after I'd moved out.
In the 80s.
Yeah, you understand just a little window into the Corollas, everybody. There was a time, and there was my grandparents who lived in North Hollywood, my mom and stepdad who lived in North Hollywood, and my dad who lived in North Hollywood. And there was a time when all three adult couples, one of them, you know, two couples mid-40s, the others, you know, 60s or 70s, combined age, 450 years old. Not one goddamn dryer between the three adult couples. And we're into the mid-70s, early 80s. Not a dryer. Wow. When you're living there in that effed up Devil's Triangle, you don't even think about it. You just, clothes.
Was there a washing machine?
There was.
Dishwasher?
There was one washing machine and zero dryers between the three adult couples living in homes. Average age, 54.
Oh.
What idiots. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. One pair of socks for football, you'd wash them and have to hang them over the heater. So if you know, when you don't have a dryer, you have to time everything.
You'd wash them by hand?
No, you'd wash them in the wine. We had a washing machine. The one washing machine was at my mom's house. You'd wash stuff, but then you had to time it. Like, if you want to wear this tomorrow,
right.
You got to wash it tonight. And if it's cold tonight, you got to put it over the heater. It's like, so much work to be cheap.
Mm-hmm.
All the trips and hanging and stuff, sock falls and burns on the heater. It's like, idiots. Where was I? It feels like Florida.
All right, we'll
the
go
panties
Florida.
Thing.
Yeah.
I'm going Germany.
I'm
you
going
go
Florida.
All right. I'm going Germany. Amanda?
Germany.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Damn. Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
One, two, if you want it.
I like
another one?
Huh?
You have another one?
I'm tapped out.
Call back with that one.
Emotionally tapped.
Yeah.
Just hang on if you have another one. We'll get back to you.
All right.
All right. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to speak to Scott. Has an abnormal amount of
ugh.
I hate that word. How to minimize or control it. Ooh, that's a kitty litter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a decent question.
Problem.
Also, I want to tell everyone to watch my show tonight. Got a good show tonight. Louis C.K., the comedian, was on tonight, who's actually very funny. I wasn't all that familiar with his work, but too late. Adam Carolla, Comedy Central. Everybody, 11:30 every night. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, everybody. Woo, get it on. Yeah, get it on. No choice but to get it on. Have to get it on. Mandate to get it on. Know what I'm saying?
Mandate. Get it on, mandate.
Yeah. Ooh, Ace to Ace. This is Ace calling saying, get it on. Got to get it on.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, you're going to Pebble Beach this weekend.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Going to get it on.
You are indeed.
Got to get it on. Love them cars. Here's the other thing, too. There's cars and then there's cars.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of idiots out there with the... I like the muscle cars from the 60s. Oh, boy.
They you do like them. That? You like Titus?
No, me? No, I don't
remember
like
Titus and all that.
I know a lot of guys like muscle cars. Mm. Junk. To me, those are just junk. I don't like them.
Mm.
You know what's weird? They're guys that like stuff, and then you like stuff, and then you find out what stuff they like, and you go, oh, man, no. Like, you say, oh, I love military aircraft. And they go, oh, I love military aircraft, too. And you go, oh, great. And then they go, those old triplanes from World War One with the canvas, nothing better. And you're like, ugh, yuck.
Yeah.
And then their guys are like, yeah, I love auto racing. You're like, I love auto racing. And they're like, yeah, I love that Winston Cup NASCAR. And you're like, yeah, yuck. I remember one time I was talking to Bob Ringwald, who was Molly Ringwald's dad years ago.
Blind guy.
Great piano player.
Hmm. Interesting.
Bob Ringwald. The Ringwalds grew up down the street from me when I was a kid. And they got a weird story. You know, they came out here from Sacramento, and dad's blind, and dad plays keyboards and honky-tonks. And by the way, dad was just completely blind, and dad would just head down the street with that stick, and I'd be like, where are you going? And be like, I'm going down to Chandler Boulevard. Get on the bus. Take that down to Van Nuys. I got to go to the courthouse today. Like, I couldn't get there.
Do it with eyes.
No, couldn't not on a bus. I'd screw up.
Yeah.
End up at Fox Hills Mall.
Right.
I mean, there's no way.
Yeah.
He just moved around. He was just mobile. And
Did he learn to play without his sight?
Yeah, I guess he learned to play the piano without his sight.
And is that what he did for a profession?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what you do when you're blind. It's either that or string beads. Or do it simultaneously.
I'm just saying.
Oh, it's a crazy story, crazy family. But anyway, I remember saying to him once, he said to me, tell you, there's two things I love. I love jazz, and I love comedy. And I thought, wow, I like jazz, and I like comedy, too. And he said, that's right, Dixieland and Gallagher. And I thought, oh. And then I realized, wow, people can like different stuff in the same category.
Yeah, disappointing.
It's disappointing.
More at this point, it's a letdown.
It's a letdown, yes. Yeah. Yeah, so you find a lot of guys who claim they like cars, and then they like the Novas and the Chevelles and all that Roadrunner. Crazy straight axle, leaf spring, drum brake, American iron block, push rod crap. And they don't like the cool stuff, the Jags and the Ferraris and everything. So much cooler. It's the difference between a Learjet and just like saying you like a Cessna over a Learjet because it's got a bigger engine or something.
Right.
It's stupid. Stupid guys. A lot of guys are dumb. Scott?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
The reason I was calling is...
Oh, yeah.
When I was
pre-cum.
Yeah. When I'm about to, like, have sexual relations or, you know, like, I'm with a girl like that, I have, or at least what I think is, like, an abnormal amount of pre-cum.
Yeah. Drew.
Gasket.
Is that a gasket or is that just a manifestation of his enthusiasm?
I think it's Tim, just a gasket.
Or both.
Well, certainly you have to have a moderate amount of enthusiasm to be doing that.
Right.
Sort of like a...
But all guys are into that.
Yeah, but it's just him, you know. And
the percentage of guys that get the gasket leak?
5%, 10%. I mean, significant amounts?
Significance, yes, 5 or 10.
Yeah.
And another 50% that have something.
Another 70% probably have something.
70%?
Yeah, at least.
Me, you could put a piece of tissue on the end of it.
Litmus paper.
The little piece of litmus paper on the end would just trickle down to the ground, would flutter down to the ground. Nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
Ninja.
Well.
Scott?
Not Scott.
Yeah.
So what's the question about it?
There's not much you can do. Break a Q-tip off in there or something.
Yeah, nothing you can do. Just make sure you wear a condom and don't have any penetrative sex, you know, at all without protection.
All right.
I know it's a little embarrassing, a little weird for getting a BJ or something like that.
Yeah, it's sort of like that. And it's sort of like right before, too. It's sort of, you know, my pants most time are almost like wet.
Yeah, stuff some tissue down there. Here's the thing, Scott. That's you.
You deal with it.
There's nothing you can do about it. It's a fine. You're not defective.
I guess you could do your Kegel exercises. It might help a little bit.
Yeah, fall in love. See, that's the thing. Guys like Scott ruin it for guys like me.
Why? Oh, because the girls
chicks
are...
Chicks get a little freaky. They want to give the guy a BJ because there's something going on down there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay, I've been listening to your show, and I've listened to a lot of my family, and now this is, like, actually starting to freak me out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm extremely gothic, and I have, like, this weird fetish of, like, blood and vampires, and anytime I'm...
Hold on. She started at 145, extremely gothic, got me up to 165, and the blood and vampires put me at 2 bells.
Okay, let's see.
All right. Go ahead, Ashley.
And anytime I make out with my boyfriend or we have sex or anything.
Hold on. She just dropped 30.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
And boyfriend having a lot of sex.
Oh, well.
She's down to 165
making
now.
Out, I guess, the tip.
Down to 165. Go ahead, Ashley.
What were you guys? I don't get it.
Go ahead.
Okay. We will cut each other and...
Just put 10 on.
And lick eat the blood off of each other.
5 for 180.
And what's your question?
And I'm like a masochist and I cut myself and everything.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. What's the question?
Okay, well, I never really gave this a second thought or anything, but I wanted to know why did I turn out like this, and I always hear you guys talk about the psychological problems. And I have a lot of piercings and I have a lot of tattoos and
Yeah.
Well, so tell us.
Where's Daddy? What's going on? Who are you paying back? Who beat on you?
Last time I saw my dad, I was 7, and I haven't talked to him since I was 14.
Why'd he leave?
I don't know. He just got up and left.
He wasn't violent, wasn't drinking?
No, I remember when I was 3, I remember, like, watching him be handcuffed and put in the back of a cop car.
Do you know why?
Tax evasion. White-collar stuff, I'm sure.
Sure, of course.
Yeah.
And
all right, Ashley, hang on. We got to take a break.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much do you weigh?
130.
How tall are you?
5'6", I think.
Okay. All right. Little Elvira. We'll take a quick break, get to the bottom of Ashley and her vampirism after this. Loveline. Yeah, I'll tell you what right now. I've got to get it on right now. Okay, what I'm going to need you to do for me right now, is go ahead and step out of the car, pull out your license, registration, do that for me right now,
Right now?
How's it work over at the police training academy? Think that's how it works?
Sure.
So the instructor's like, okay, what I'm going to need you guys to do for me, right now, so go ahead and drop and give me 20, right now.
Have you ever seen The Graduation?
And then the guys are, like, counting off push-ups. 1, okay, right now. 2, okay, right now. 3, okay, what I'm going to need you to do for me is 4th push-up, right now. Yeah.
Yep.
That weird. They learn it in the military, too. It's that It's that weird authority talk where you talk too much.
Yeah.
I think the thing is... You're supposed to, when you come up to a guy in a car, you're not supposed to have a lot of, like sort of pauses.
Right.
Lots of time for the guy to go like, hey, bud, listen, man, I was just running my...
Okay, right now I'd like you to...
Yeah, it's sort of the dialogue equivalent to just going, while you're asking the guy, license, registration, do you know why I pulled you, That's what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, right now. Okay, right now? Okay, what need you to do for me right now, okay? You ready?
It's sort of a way of interrupting anything you happen to be saying.
Or thinking.
Talking to me.
Well,
okay,
you know,
I need you to step out of the vehicle, and right now,
well,
what I need you to
take
do
some
is
phone calls.
I'll need you right now to take your wallet out.
Yeah, right. If you give a beat in between, the guy might actually say something.
Right.
Okay, right now. Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
We were talking to Ashley.
Yeah, you're a gothic masochist.
Cutter.
Bloodsucker.
Vampire.
Succubus.
And we're talking about the guy who, like, pierced his penis a lot.
Yeah, we're talking to you about your dad leaving when you were 7.
I know, but I just said all the piercings I give to myself.
And your dad being carted away by the cops.
Well, right now,
I'm going to need you to do right now. Just go ahead and get the back squat for me right now. Okay, just going to need you to turn around. Go ahead and put your hands behind your back. Okay, right now.
You pierced your own genitalia?
No. Not that. He was just...
Well, that may have been a new no record. Charles Nelson Reilly saying no. Yeah. No, you didn't do that yourself. You did other piercings yourself.
No, I did my belly button, my tongue, my lip, my ears, my eyebrow.
Yourself?
Yeah.
That just means you were severely abused.
Yeah.
That's what that means.
What happened? Stepdad, boyfriends. Who beat on you, baby?
Nobody that I can remember. I don't know. I remember the only thing I ever remember about my dad was getting hauled away in the cop car, and ripping down a house with a hammer, banging on the doors because he came home drunk one night and some fight that my mom got in, and he started thrashing up my room and with a hammer and everything like that. And
pretty heavy.
Horrifying.
It's easy to imagine that you could get caught in some of that crossfire once in a while.
And, like, my mom, she was diagnosed with, like, epilepsy when I was, like, 13.
Yeesh.
She went on medication that made her, like, dopey and not really give a crap about anything. So,
all right, baby.
What are you asking? Well, you know, there's a lot of heavy stuff went down that makes you sort of turn on your own body as a way of trying to release and regulate emotions.
It's going to be a really long, crappy life, baby. You want to go through that long, crappy life?
I guess. I tried to kill myself when I was, like, 15.
It may not be long yet, is what she's saying.
I see. Well, I didn't mean kill yourself. I meant go ahead and change your life around a little bit so it's not so crappy.
Right.
It's just long.
You can change these things, Ashley.
Like, how about it, baby?
My main question was, like, do I need to go to some kind of professional
Yes, absolutely.
Affirmative, okay, right now?
Whatever suffering you're having is unnecessary. Reality doesn't suck. Life doesn't suck. The way your brain feels sucks. And the way you deal with feelings is bad.
Okay, what I'm going to need you to do for me right now, okay, Ashley, okay, right now, okay? We're going to need you for me to seek some counseling, all right, okay, right now? So just go ahead and for me, okay, right now, go ahead and get a hold of a therapist right now, okay? And go ahead and start getting some counseling, okay, right now, okay? Could you do that for me right now, okay? What I'm going to need you to do for me? Really got to lead into that? That's got to come before
it's usually
out?
Not quite so... assertive. It's usually kind of a, now, sir, what I'm going to need, like a, you know, sort of yes. sort of a drawl from afar.
Yeah. By the way, speaking of the law in this town, I am now at least on my 4,000th red arrow that I've driven
I'm
through.
I'm just thinking about the ticket I got last year still.
I could not
so
be prouder.
That still.
Please, everyone, join. Please join me. Have you noticed all the red arrows going up? You're seeing more and more now. More and more. Drive around and start finding them in places you didn't know about. Now, I'm not talking about the arrow being red when the signal's red, numbskulls. I'm talking about the arrow being red when the signal's green. Just on weekends, evenings, no traffic, just sitting there staring at it, nothing. Nobody coming.
And by the way, you don't need a red arrow. You could just have yield on green.
It just can go to
nothing.
You
could have a green arrow and then go to nothing, right? Go to green light.
Abso-goddamn-lutely.
Yes. So
here's the deal,
again,
everyone.
I'm telling you, Pasadena has cornered this market.
Please, everyone, start driving through these things. Please. It's your civic duty. Do you understand? Or you just become a shill for the man. You just become a lemming being driven into the sea. Is that what you want, you pussies? Start thinking for yourself. Could you think for yourself? Could you not go on autopilot? Just drive through them. I just drive through them every day, every night, everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's the middle of the day, the middle of the week, the weekend, the evening. I just drive right through them. I've gone through thousands. Haven't got a ticket yet. And if I do get a ticket, it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
Because I've still saved myself hundreds of hours of just sitting there.
Right.
Just sitting there staring at the earth curve in front of me with no traffic coming the other way and a green light, but my arrow's red and I have to wait for it to cycle. Just drive through it. If it's safe, drive through it. Look left, right, and in the rear view for cops. There's nothing coming ahead of you. And then just drive through it. You got to look for pedestrians crossing, too. Sometimes yes. people cross, but pedestrians cross on normal.
Well, not during a green.
Yes, they do cross during a green.
Oh, over there. Yes, yes.
They go that direction.
Right.
When they cross.
I thought you meant yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you got to look. You don't want to turn in anybody. And they just drive through it.
Yeah.
And if everyone would just do it, they'd get rid of these things. Oh, my God, I've got to get in on one of these city council meetings where they're talking about traffic and just go ballistic on everyone's ass for 40 minutes. Idiots. Just drive through it. Please, everyone, just drive through. I've done 1,000 times. I've not gotten a ticket yet. More than 1,000 times. I do it every night. There's one where I live. There's ones in Culver City where we work. There's ones everywhere now, and they just keep popping up. Just start driving through them. I actually drive around. I am so brazen that I will drive around cars that are stacked up waiting.
Right.
I just go in the left lane and go around them. And in Burbank, or as I should call it, Rape Bank, the citizen harassment capital of the world, they do them too wide in a certain intersection.
Oh, right.
I drive around two lanes.
That's nice.
And turn left.
That's over by the mall there.
No, this one is over by like Barham, Riverside,
okay,
or something like that.
Yeah.
But there's a whole sequence of them. I drive through them sequentially, one corner, next corner, next corner,
nice.
And I'm where I need to be much faster. Not dangerous, you know why? No cars coming.
Right.
Same way, as dangerous as it is driving through the arrow where there's no arrow and there's no cars coming. That's how dangerous it is.
Right.
Everybody,
yeah,
understand that concept? Just more stuff. Nothing. Buckle up. Click it or ticket. Slow it down. That's all we got. Just ways to slow things down. It's all we have in this city. Nobody wants to say anything. No one wants to do anything. No one wants to get it going. Nobody.
Welcome to L.A.
Yeah. You know what LA has? A bunch of apathetic a-holes from around the country and around the world. Really not so interested in keeping their town nice, not so interested in keeping their town moving, not so interested in anything. If you think about it. Where do you have more transplants?
Oh, this is it.
This is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And here's the civic pride LA has.
Tar pits.
Bunch of a-holes talking about how beautiful Boston and Pittsburgh is.
Yeah, right.
And going nuts following the Sox and the Pirates and the Steelers. That's all. Everybody has their team. They just come over here and they don't care.
Yep.
It's just like some kind of ashtray for them. Some sort of cesspool ashtray. You know, just waiting room for them to get through so they can get enough money to move back to the town and go back and watch the Pirates.
Mm-hmm.
That's their whole thing.
And the Penguins.
And the Penguins. Sorry.
What's your favorite football team, man?
I'm going with the Rams.
Why?
Because I grew up watching the Rams.
But
why
they
do
move,
you like,
they move
why, do, why do you like the Penguins?
Well, I moved from there, but they moved.
Well,
you moved
the
from there.
The Penguins aren't in town.
The Rams moved from here. The Rams moved from here. So it's
you Penguins aren't in town.
Well, neither the Rams.
Okay.
You're a Penguins fan.
You're a Penguins fan, though.
And you're a Ram fan.
Yeah, that's a point.
So we're both in the same boat.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
We like the things we grew up with.
Yeah, you like the teams you grew up with. That's how you become a fan. You don't become a fan at 33. You become a fan at 5.
Yeah.
That's how it works. And the team moves, and you have no choice. Or you move. I know. People give me crap because they moved away from wherever they lived in New York, wherever they lived in Chicago, wherever they lived in Boston 20 years ago. And I'm an idiot because I like the Rams because they moved 10 years ago. And you guys moved out of your beloved wherever 25 years ago. Still huge fans. Bigger fans than I am a Rams fan, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, the Boston fans, forget about it.
Forget it.
Patriots and the Sox,
That's
all they do. They can't work. They just sit over a computer and just stare at stats. Wait till the rotisserie season starts in football, too.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to think of how much lost productivity there is in the workplace with these rotisserie sports.
These are like these
fantasy things. See, you work around, you know, crazy nationality, nerdy physicians and nurses and stuff. They're not into this.
Yeah.
Go to a place with college-educated white males between the age of 26 and 45, and you'll just see, at any given time, 30 computers all on the rotisserie, all on the fans. They're all on ESPN.
Yeah.
I like to call it fairy tale football because it's more demeaning. But the entire office, that's all it is. You go over to Kimmel. Each guy probably logs about 7 hours a week sitting on the thing times 200 employees. They just sit there looking at stats. It's weird. It's like what you do. Like, here's my feeling. Just kill yourself. You're obviously just killing time at this point.
Yeah.
I know it sounds pejorative, but. How involved? Here's what happens. You pick a fantasy football team, then you get pitted against other guys that have their fantasy team, and next thing you know, you become obsessed with it, and you have to constantly check box scores and stats. I got Randy Moss, and I got David Klingler, and I have to keep checking to see what they're doing all the time, and then see what the other guys' things are doing. Before you know it, that's you spend your entire week just checking on people you've never met.
Wow.
And you think they're your team, but they're not your team. There's a guy who owns that team. He's a multimillionaire, and you know, he makes ketchup. You know what I mean?
Right.
All right.
Pizza.
He owns a stadium. You own a laptop. Chaz?
Yeah.
17?
Yeah.
What's up, pot smoker?
I'm going into 12th grade right now, and... Right before I went to 11th grade, I started. And what happened, this is more of a question for Dr. Drew, was I started developing signs of schizophrenia, or at least what people tell me. And well, I didn't know.
What was happening?
You smoking a lot of pot?
I wasn't smoking a lot.
Smoking every day?
No. I collected in my life maybe 13 times.
Were you doing acid or ecstasy?
Nope. Different signs were, I started mumbling because I used to be able to control my voice and now it's really hard for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Depersonalization on more than
what?
Depersonalization. You feel
I thought you said de-smellification. Depersonal. Say that again.
Like you're seeing things at a distance.
Depersonalization.
Well,
all right,
it's more like I feel really disconnected. Like,
right, right.
I don't, like, stuff doesn't seem real.
Got it.
Forgotten like what I look like.
Like a dream kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's harder to connect thoughts now, which
right.
I don't know if that happens a lot or whatever.
So far, no schizophrenic symptoms.
No, that's not it. Huh?
That's more panic and depression, that sort of thing.
Well, you want to quit smoking weed?
Well, he's really not smoking weed. He's trying to look for a reason why he's getting the way he is. Now, certainly you should have a medical evaluation.
He's not smoking weed.
He's just reaching for an explanation for why he's having these funky symptoms.
But is he smoking weed or not?
He said 13 times in his life.
Ooh.
I'm not depressed.
I can count that as never.
Right.
I'm very happy. I'm not really depressed at all.
All right. True.
Well, then panic, anxiety. You have panic attacks yet?
I did long before, but, like, I had a couple. But that was it.
This is more in the spectrum of those kinds of disorders. And definitely something you should look into. That stuff these days you shouldn't have to suffer with.
So what should you do?
Well, you got to go see somebody. Go see a psychiatrist who has experience with adolescence. And that's something that should be easily treatable. However, you also need to have a medical evaluation, make sure it's not a thyroid problem or a neurological problem, because often these can masquerade as psychiatric symptoms.
Drew.
Yep.
How about the weird sort of cycles and rhythms your brain goes through where some days are almost spent, almost a dreamlike quality. Some days you're very alert, and everything's
cute. That's your sleep disorder.
Oh. I'm all over the place.
I'm sure.
I have super, super sharp days, and then days that just feel like, every voice is echoing when it's talking to me. Doesn't seem to really affect me that much, which is weird. You'd think I couldn't figure things out, or I couldn't talk, or I couldn't, create, or couldn't build. I can. It's just some things are almost like a dreamlike quality to them. It's like sort of some days it's like you're just looking through cheesecloth.
Yeah.
And then there are other days when you're super sharp, super on top of it, super whatever.
There are more reasons than just sleep, but for you, I imagine sleep is the big thing.
Mm. You don't have those days?
Oh, I do. And I find them mostly in terms of how I can express myself. Like, sometimes I can express myself so clearly and freely.
Yeah.
I freak myself out. And other days, I can't get a thought out for the life of me.
Sort of in your head. It's not coming. It's like whatever. There's some sort of conveyor belt with good ideas and words on it.
Yeah.
And references and things like that. And the conveyor belt ain't moving very fast.
Right. Sometimes it's loaded up, moving freely and easily.
Yeah, and then there's other days when it's like, whoa, what's that movie? with Luke Skywalker. What's the name of that movie with Luke Skyjacker and Darth Jacker? Darth Vader and come on. And then it's always great because you're sitting next to Drew and he's going, Darth Vader and Luke Skywalker. No, I don't know. I don't know. I was in college. I was studying. But so you don't help. But point is you can't think of Star Wars some days. And then there's other days when you're pulling out weird references from shows that are a million years old.
Right.
And you're pulling out a guy who was the neighbor's son and you know his name. Like, pow.
Yeah, what is that?
Yes.
I was thinking about this business about me being in school again yesterday. I watched The Godfather 2.
Mm-hmm.
Realized, when did that come out? Like 80? 79?
No, I'd say 76, 75, 76. And well, the first Godfather was probably like 72, 73, and then Godfather 2 probably came out four years later. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, can you look that up?
Look that up.
Because I realized I'd never seen it.
Oh, you didn't?
I'd seen the ending of it. I'd seen references a million times. 74.
So first one is like 72, and the second one just came a couple years later?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Where were you, Drew? You weren't in college.
No, it was high school.
Drew, according to Drew was in college from 1961 to 1988.
You know what I thought to myself? You really cannot appreciate how much that just took a chunk out of my life. It just really
I know, but now
did.
You're in high school, buddy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Jonathan?
Jonathan?
Oh, yeah, hi.
What's happening?
I had a question about putting numbing topics on my penis.
Mm-hmm.
I buy these they're like the extended pleasure climax control thing to help numb it out.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I used it, it burned really bad, like I had got soap in it, like when you're in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
And then two times after that, it didn't burn. And then last night, it burned again. And like, I can deal with the pain because, I'm getting some, but is it going to be damaging?
What are you putting on there?
Huh?
What are you putting on there?
No, it comes in the condom.
the numbing. It's a control
condom. What are those condoms called? Control?
Yeah, they were Trojan Climax Control Extended Pleasure or something like that.
Wow.
Good times.
Yeah.
Trojan name it to please.
Yeah.
And,
well, listen, it can be irritating. Any chemical can be irritating the urethra, and it can cause some urethral irritation, even inflammation, possibly infection. But you would know that very quickly. It would hurt like hell when you peed.
Are you circumcised?
Yes.
All right. Well, first off, it's only happened once out of the four times, right? Or three times?
Twice.
It's happened twice.
Yeah, it happened the first time, and then the next time I didn't really, like, feel it.
And then the next time it did.
And then last night it kicked up again. It's
really
bad.
How's your extended pleasure doing?
Is it working?
Are you adding time?
Oh, yeah, big time. I mean, I'm waiting for that drug that you guys are talking about from Johnson & Johnson to come out. I couldn't remember the name of it. I wanted to ask about that.
Johnson & Johnson.
I'm not sure it has a name yet. Johnson & Johnson for your Johnson.
Right.
I'm not sure it has a name yet, but it's basically a serotonin... like a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, like those medicines, but very short-acting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a super short-acting Prozac that makes you not ejaculate.
Well, here's the thing. Is there any way for him to dilute what is going on there with that condom? Can he put a little flour or kitty litter in there?
No, he's just got to roll it down more so he's not pushing the stuff right up against the urethra.
Is that what irritates?
Yeah.
It's not the topical part.
Yeah, it is. The cream. The cream gets...
Yeah, getting... I mean, it's not the part where it's actually on top of the penis. It's where it's getting up into the urethra.
Yes, exactly.
So, because it's that, mucosal surface
yes.
in there. And what about if he actually diluted? Like, what if you physically not filled it up like a water balloon, but just ran it under some water for a little bit?
Just the tip?
Just cut the mix a little bit.
Yeah, oh, sure.
And then, I mean, dried it, emptied it out.
Yeah, yeah. It makes sense.
It wouldn't compromise the integrity of it, would it? A little
not
water?
The integrity, but you have to unroll it, though. And that's,
would you have to? I guess you would.
Well, you can always do push it back in and just wash off the tip.
Yeah. Give it a little experiment. See if that adds a little tap water. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Amanda, who's still on the line with another Germany or Florida. I want to give a... plugged to my new show on Comedy Central. Good show tonight, by the way. Drew saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Drew appreciates it.
Yes, I did.
You can go out and see that on Comedy Central, 11:30, Monday through Thursday. Also, if you want to be in the audience or have any questions about the show, you go to www.1iota.com, and the 1 is just the numeral 1. You just hit 1, www.1iota.com. And come out and see us. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah, buddy. Woo, get it on. That's what I'm talking about. It's Love Line. Kaylee, I need you to do for me a okay right now. Just go ahead and tune in right now. Okay 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 right now. Let's go talk to man. Okay, man. Okay right now. Going to play some Germany for me. Okay right now. Corolla.
Hey, I got a question first. How come you guys haven't been doing Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown?
Yeah, because we come up with stuff and we fall in love with it and then we forget about it.
We go on to something else.
Yeah. But next time Engineeress Michelle comes in here.
Can you do it?
We'll,
No.
We'll ask. Where is she? I haven't seen her. I've been gone
for
a while.
Vacation. She's on vacation.
All right. When she comes in, we're going to play Ace's Mexican Ranchero Accordion Countdown.
Cool. And you guys didn't play the theme song tonight.
Yeah, Anderson, play the theme song for Germany or Florida.
Which one would you like, Amanda?
The one that the kid made.
Does Amanda want a job?
She wants the original one, Anderson.
She needs to get off speakerphone. It's killing me.
Off the speakerphone, baby. She's been on hold for 103 minutes. Play the one the kid made.
Things are ticked and twisted.
Too much sun and Nazi. Death meth.
Death meth.
Sex, meth, and death fetishes.
Sex, meth, and...
No, that's wrong. Go ahead.
Things are sick and twisted from too much sun and Nazis. Sex, meth, and death fetishes.
Yes.
Both of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
Yeah.
She was right. I'm sorry.
Sex, meth, and death fetishes.
I listen way too much is all I can say is how the only way I was right.
Thanks, baby doll.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead and let's play round two of Germany or Florida with you.
You're fat.
Drew, please. Please, Drew.
A family ate breakfast for 18 months from the surface of a broken deep freezer that contained the mummified body of their 7-year-old son.
Oh, yeah, we heard about this.
We did.
Do you remember where it is?
No, I don't. Feels like
Florida.
Oh, man, it's tough. Keep going, because
no,
we
you
forget.
Said Florida because you made a bunch of racist
discovery
remarks
will
afterwards.
Trigger a major inquiry into the shortcomings of social services, which did not energetically investigate the fate of the boy despite his absence from school for more than a year.
Okay. Hmm. Florida.
All right. Well, that must be Florida if that's what we remember it as.
That's the general consensus?
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
Hold on. We want to think about it. Tell more of the story.
That's it.
Police found the body in a search of a 5-room apartment owned by the couple who have 8 other children, aged between 5 and 20.
Back to Florida. Florida.
Mother what?
The mother was detained and reportedly told the police that the child had been dead since December of 2002.
Mm-hmm. Still back with Florida. It's all the kids.
Yeah.
Amanda?
Florida's the consensus.
Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Okay. Germany, guys.
Dude, we've been just slaughtered by these callers.
So bad. You're 0 for 2 tonight,
buddy. I guess that's
buddy.
Why you made these racist comments, because he didn't fit for you.
Yeah. Well, Drew, come on. You can't ascribe the racist commentary to me for everybody. If it's Florida, I made racist comments. If it's Germany, I made racist
comments.
This is clearly, that's a racist comment.
This is clearly Asian or Jew.
Yeah. All right, Amanda. God love you. God bless you.
Thanks.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Let's see. Guy from Internet offered him money for BJ. Not gay. Needs money. Jacoby?
Adam.
Carla. All right, you're 20. What's up?
Hey, what's up? So I was cyber creeping, as my roommate likes to call it, for women, because I'm completely straight. Mm-hmm. And some guy basically was like, hey, man, you know, I'm gay. And I'm like, hey, that's not my deal. And then he wrote back, sent me a message a little while later. He said he would perform orally on me. He offered me money to perform on me.
How much?
$300. And I'm sure I can negotiate that up to $500 is what I'm hoping for.
Mm.
And, you know, he said it would be like 10 minutes, and I'm sure guys are good, so it might even be less than that. But I'm straight.
Could be a cop, A.
Okay.
B.
Well, okay.
You're what?
No, that's a good point. I didn't think of that.
B, it's going to affect you. If you're not gay, this is not going to be something that you'll walk away from as though.
How do you get a boner?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if I'd be drunk or if that would be even worse. I'm really sexually active. I've slept with over 80 women.
Uh-oh.
And I would think, yeah, exactly. And I would think, like, maybe since that won't affect me, or will it, like, I'm just thinking I'm probably going to get married, or hopefully I will, that I'm going to, like, look back on it, or, like, I can't get that image out of my head. But I also think, like, maybe it's going to be, like, a tuna fish sandwich. When I have, like, peanut butter jelly sandwiches, and I'll just be like, eh, I had it. I didn't like it. I don't remember it every time I eat one.
Yeah, your lack of...
It's going to be like a guy with a handlebar mustache blowing you. It's not going to be like a tuna fish sandwich.
Your robot-like quality troubles me greatly.
Yeah.
Are you
Drew,
what I'm
saying? That's a decent bumper sticker.
It's like you're soulless and don't have feelings, and that's a concern.
Yeah.
And,
but at least he's looking down the road a little bit, thinking about, you know, what's he going to do with that $400?
Yeah, but his expectation is like, oh, I can understand. What, you know, just one human, another human. What, I could snuff him out afterwards.
Let me tell you my opinion on those things you get paid for that you probably thought you didn't want to do, receiving oral from the gay guy on the internet, or doing a little porn for the chick, or whatever it is. Whatever it is, even if it's, you know, whatever,
it's
killing
it's
somebody.
It's the footprint of your life, you know what I mean? This is who you are.
Well, I would say on an average, year or two later, you would pay 100 times that amount to erase it.
Yes.
It's not even 10 times that amount.
You would give anything to erase
it. At a certain point, it's not going to be $300 to erase it. It would be $30,000. You know what I mean?
Yes.
At a point, maybe not in a year, maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years.
Yes.
That's the thing that also you don't really realize when you're 20 is you get to 30 pretty fast, and you start having a pretty good filter filled with crap. And if you put enough crap through that filter, it starts to collect and clog.
Yep.
This would be a nice rock in your filter.
Why Jacoby's such a sociopath? I mean, that not genuine sociopath, but sort of sociopathic quality.
Well, there's a lot of guys, but there's a lot of guys that just aren't human beings.
Well, there you go.
And a lot of women that aren't human beings either.
I suppose that's true.
I mean, look at all those vacuous chicks, as sort of dizzy playmate types and stuff. They don't come across like human beings.
Mm.
We've had them in here before. You're talking to them. You're not really talking to anyone, are you?
Mm.
You wonder what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder what they're thinking. Or are they thinking?
Right. You wonder, are they thinking?
I don't know. You know, there's a lot of people that are closer to animals. Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, they always do that thing where it's like, my dog thinks he's a person. We talk to a lot of people who think they're dogs. Or they're about the same as.
Right. They don't think. That's the point.
Jacoby.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
All right. Yeah, no, you guys make too much sense. I wanted to give a shout-out to Boobville.
Uh-oh.
I've been a long-time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, don't... Oh, man. That internet, boy. For the gays.
By the way,
look out.
Boobville is something you talked about 9 years ago, conservatively.
Yeah, eight years ago.
He's 20. He was 11 when you were talking about Boobville.
So sad.
He caught onto that. he thought that was a good thing when he was 11.
He probably thought it was funny when he was 11, yeah. I know. All right, you ready to roll here, Drew?
Yeah.
Let's talk to Renee. She's been on hold for 1,000 years. I feel bad for her. Renee?
Yeah.
24?
Uh-huh.
You're attracted to druggies?
Yeah, but I can't figure out why.
You married one at 18?
Yes, I did.
Ooh.
And that didn't work out so well?
No, not at all.
Well, a couple... Not at all. No, not at all.
No, not at all.
No. There's a couple reasons people do... What?
Yeah.
Do what?
He ended up what?
He ended up robbing a Wendy's and a Subway through the drive-thru so he could get Coke, which I didn't know he was doing. And then after he did that, a couple weeks later, he went to the northwest side of town and robbed a Burger King with a cell phone.
With a cell phone?
With a cell phone.
How do you do that?
I thought it was a gun.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. How about lazy robbing a place through the drive-thru?
Yeah,
probably got angry that they screwed up the fries and went back.
He drove up and asked for an application and an ice water, and when they opened the window, he asked for their money, and they were stupid enough to give it to him, first of all, but
yeah,
he still did it through the drive-thru.
I don't like Subway, you know why?
Why?
Because, first off, they have a horrible sandwich, and then secondly...
Well, I like the sandwiches.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have low self-esteem.
Mm, that's true.
And you feed, you know, you really have all the discerning palate of a catfish when you eat.
It's like eating a salad.
It's like somebody grated up a head of lettuce and dropped it on a bun.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I don't like seeing the meat weight before it goes on the sandwich. I don't like the clinical side of a sub sandwich. I like to be able to go, hey, give me some of that extra provolone on there. Keep it going. You know, that sort of thing. That's a sub sandwich, you know. When the sub sandwich becomes sort of corporate, it's weird.
Yeah.
It's like, an indie label selling out or something. Right. But the point is the reason why Subway sucks is because... they give you chips. Chips, cop out. You know what I mean?
Supposed to fries, you mean?
Supposed to fries or coleslaw or egg salad, I mean, or potato salad or something like that. That sack of Doritos or the sack of just Lay's plain potato chips. Set them back about 4 cents a sack. Big sack of air and salt.
Genius.
Yeah. Genius for them.
For them.
Stupid for the people that go in there.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
You get the Sun chips. Be fair.
Sun chips taste good. I'll give them that. But a cop-out is a restaurant, but smart.
So, Renee, what's going on? There's a couple reasons people do this. One is you yourself use drugs, and you're just looking for a using buddy. Is that you?
No, I never use drugs
Second is you have a parent who is an alcoholic addict, and you're used to sort of taking care of them, or that's sort of how you fit in an intimate contact is with somebody that's made up.
No,
that
I really
way,
don't.
So
my dad was, like, the most awesome guy in the world. He was the best dad in the world. He couldn't drink at all because he had liver disease.
Why?
Something about high enzymes.
Why?
Yeah. Not too much
and
coke.
And my mom, I mean, she...
Wait. How did he get the high enzymes?
I'm not sure. I don't really know much about it. I just know they tested him when I was like 6.
Well, that's alcohol. That's alcohol.
They said you have to stop
drinking because you're alcoholic and you're causing your liver to be damaged.
Well, see, I never saw him drink, so I don't know anything about it.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. That's sort of what you... Alcoholics are made up a certain way emotionally, and you get used to being in contact with an alcoholic intimately when it's a parent, mm-hmm. and that's your template for love and intimacy. And you go out and find that in your with your peers.
Where's your dad now?
My dad got remarried, and I haven't seen or talked to him in almost 4 years now. Well, it's been a little over 4 years now.
So there you go. That really galvanizes your... Now you're on a search for that guy.
He's great, though.
Yeah. What
perfect. A guy.
Greatest guy ever.
I got married when I was 15. The last time I talked to my dad, I was 20.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand why your dad could be such a great guy. I haven't seen him for 4 years.
Well, he was until then. His new wife basically told him once they got married that if he had anything to do with his two children, that she would make his life a living hell. And he had already
by the way,
one divorce.
That makes him a bad guy.
No, well, it makes him a spineless pussy.
No, bad guy.
Bad guy. Yeah.
So whatever he did before is nullified.
I love
it. It's suspect.
You know what I love about white trash chicks? They always turn on the chick.
Yeah, yeah.
I could cheat, and they get mad at the chick.
Yeah.
Blame it on the stepmom.
See, to me, that makes him a very bad guy because his children were number one in his life. We were everything to him. My sister and I both were big.
Hold on a second. See, here's the thing, everybody. It's like I always tell my family and my sister and stuff when, you know, she thinks her parents are horrible to her and great to me. It's always like, what do you think they were? The world's worst parents to you and the world's greatest parents to me? Do you think that's physically possible? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Crappy parents are crappy parents and good parents are good parents. They're like, oh, horrible to one kid and great to the other kid.
Right.
Same with this. Like, he was a devoted family man. His kids were everything to him. His kids were his life. And then one day, he stopped talking to him.
Yeah.
Because some woman came in and told him.
Yeah, she would have made him live in hell. No, he's an idiot. And, by the way, he's drinking again.
He could have been into you guys for a little. He could have had a couple of decent years in there where he was sober and had a decent job. But not the world's greatest guy, no. Far from it.
Yeah, he's far from it now, but he used to be a great dad, and he
I think
Renee.
you just glorify the past and idealize that he never was that great.
Yeah.
Oh no, he really was.
No, he wasn't.
We were actually really lucky, and that's why I don't understand the whole thing. Because
why did your mom and dad break? If you're such a great guy, why did your parents break up?
Well, he cheated on my mom when.
Oh well, wait a minute. That was the greatest guy in the world. Now hold on. It must be your mom's fault. Must be your mom's fault.
Literally the great. No, it's not my mom's all her fault at all. But, I mean, he was the closest thing you could get to the best dad. The closest thing. I mean, because nobody's perfect. I understand.
Look, Renee,
your bar is so goddamn low, it's actually in the ground. It's a piece of PVC pipe for the sprinklers. You understand that your bar is in a ground that's been trenched? God, this guy sounds like Father of the Year candidate.
Well, except other than that, he never did anything wrong that I'm aware of.
Except for the cheating,
except for the cheating, the drinking, the divorce, and the estrangement later in life.
Greatest guy ever.
Oh, man. You know what?
Here's the thing. Nothing
there should be a statue. There should be a monument built to this man.
Okay,
he's a great, great man.
Details, and you can't really judge something without knowing details. So here it goes. Okay. Up until I was 10 years old, my mom and my dad seemingly had the perfect relationship. I never saw him fight or anything else except for little
right.
cats
up,
here and
up
there.
Until 10, but you don't know anything.
Up until 10. Okay.
Right.
When I was 10, my dad cheated on my mom. They got over it. They talked about it. And everything was supposedly, seemingly to a child, fine. Okay. My sister and I, we hated each other, of course, because we were little. But other than that, everything was fine. Okay.
Yeah.
When I was 15, I met the guy I married. We got married when I was 18. We moved
to
Florida.
What are your parents doing allowing you to get married at 15?
No, they met at 15.
We got married at 18.
Oh. Married at 18.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
We dated for 3 years.
Renee.
We got married. We moved to Florida. We came back home because we didn't like Florida.
Yeah.
I lived with my parents who had just got divorced the year before.
All right.
Everything was fine.
Renee.
And then all of a sudden.
Okay. All right. Oh.
The S word.
Had to drop the S bomb in. Here's the deal. Your dad's not a great guy. You may have put together a few good months when you were young, and you're clinging to that. God bless you. That's fine. You haven't talked to the guy in 4 years. Great guy. You hook up with horrible, horrible men. Your dad was a bad guy. You need to admit that. You need to look into that.
Yeah, sometimes you can't see that. It's interesting.
you burn a lot of calories defending a guy that's not worth your breath, who you haven't spoken to for 4 years.
I understand he might have been fun for a while, and he might have sort of felt good to be around.
Right.
But if you really were able to see him more clearly as who he actually is, you'd be a little more...
All right. So now that we've soured you on your dad, keep your eyes open. If you pick bad guys, then slow it down a little.
Yep. Very simple. If you're really, really attracted to the guy, do not go out with him.
Could she not have... Renee, quiet. Do you have any kids?
Yes, no. I do. I have one.
One. Good. That's enough. No more kids. Yeah. You hear me? You're going to screw that kid up. Just take it slow. Get a little therapy. No, forget it.
I'm not going to do anything.
Just read a book. Start listening to classical music. Makes you smarter.
And just don't go after guys you're super attracted to. Those are going to be the drug addicts.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Line. What I'm talking about. Forget about that phone number. If you want to come check out my Comedy Central show, go to www.1iota.com. The
IOTA.
Number 1iota.com. And I should be on Comedy Central right now as we speak. Where are we, Drew?
Go on line 2.
Caught parents having sex.
Interesting.
Liked it.
Weird.
Woof. Jake?
18? What happened? How's it going?
Yeah.
Tell us. Yeah,
bogus.
I know, bogus. I got that too.
Bogus.
No, but tell us about
bogus.
It. Go ahead.
All right.
I had two thoughts. One was bogus. Second was, a smart ass probably would have this kind of an experience with that.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm not really comfortable talking about it. It's really kind of weird.
Bogus. Now we're back to bogus.
Now we're back into deep bogosity. We were sort of scratching the surface of the planet Bogus 20 seconds ago. Now we're in the core, the molten core of planet Boguosity.
No.
And the BS cluster, which is overhead.
So go ahead, Jack. Try.
I really...
4JO moons that reside in the BS cluster over the Boguosity planet.
Go ahead.
Well, I was outside, and I was smoking, and I walked past my parents' bedroom, and... their light was on, and their curtains, like, they don't have curtains, and their light was on, and I walked by, and I saw them having sex, and I didn't turn away, I didn't run, I didn't, you know, freak out like most kids would do, and I was just, and I watched them, and when I went back in the house, it kind of freaked me out, because I wasn't, because normally, you know, most kids are...
Yeah. Biological parents, both, no step-parents, no step-mom?
No, stepfather and my mom.
Hmm.
Ooh.
How long has he been your stepfather?
About 5-6 years.
Uh-huh. Mm. Mm. And what was your experience? What'd you feel?
What do you mean? Like...
Yeah, I mean, how do you feel about it?
Did it turn you on?
Yeah, to me, like, I wasn't... Like, I kind of disconnected. It wasn't like I was watching my parents. It was just kind of like I was watching...
Two people having sex.
Yeah. When you're 18. Yeah.
All right.
My main question was, I've had really bad sexual experiences, starting from when I was, like, young.
How old?
I was molested when I was 12 by my 17-year-old cousin.
Jeez.
Male?
A male, yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
And I had a really abusive dad.
Hmm.
And so, I didn't know.
All right, Jake.
Well, this fits because when you've been through those sorts of traumas, it's easier for you to dissociate, to sort of disconnect from things. Like you said, like you're watching a movie or something.
Your antenna gets bent,
too. It screws you up a little bit because it just reinforces the dissociative effects of trauma, but, you know, whatever.
What's that cousin doing right now? He's a publicist?
no, he's a... He's just kind of a bum. He's floating around somewhere in Colorado, I think.
Awesome. Probably just molesting and raping where he can.
Yeah.
His folks did a great job with him. So, Jake, you sound like a smart guy. It's hard to go through what you've been through and not have some residual effects, a little scarring, but you can treat this, you know.
Well,
I mean, it's not...
That's my problem. Like, I want to... treat it, and I want to talk about it, but this isn't really something I want to go around telling people, you know?
About the sexual abuse?
Yeah, no, I've
I have a counselor that I've talked to about.
All right, all right, good. That's
now, look, the part about seeing your about seeing your folks. Thing.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there. Your question is relevant, which is why did I not freak out and turn away? It's because you have been traumatized sexually. You dissociate in response to those overwhelming stimuli, and you slip right on into that.
Whatever happened to you, it will not enable you to respond appropriately.
Right.
Robbie.
Hey, what's up?
You're 19. You have had, you're gay. You've had sex for money.
Yeah.
And sex with guys for money.
Of course.
Yeah.
And you're not bi. You're gay.
Yeah, I'm gay. I'm sure I'm gay. But there are, you know, some girls that I've, whatever, considered or whatever.
Trying gay.
I'm gay, but I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
What's that mean?
How much money did you get paid?
$200 to let somebody give me oral. And that was multiple times. Like, I mean, I've done that twice.
Listen, I know there's a lot of, just let me do it on you, buddy. Which is weird yeah. because guys treat that like, hey, man, that ain't gay. You're just holding still. Well, the guy with the handlebar mustache blows you. And, okay, but here's the thing. If you are gay, then that's the best $200 you ever made because you may let the guy do it anyway.
You're criminal. You know, you're doing something that's illegal.
Yeah.
It's you're that person. You know, you're that person that behaves that way.
Yeah.
And it has an effect on your spirit, ultimately.
Okay.
It does.
All right. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey. God love me. We'll take a little extendo break. Jared Leto in here on Wednesday, and Bob, the scat man, because it goes scatological on your ass.
Oh, yes, he does.
The Aristocrats. He is coming.
Scagget.
He is coming in on Thursday. And until next time, Santa Crowley for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Your robot-like quality troubles me greatly.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.